If you have a Bible in this place, I would like for you to turn to the book of St. Matthew in the 16th chapter. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, if the Lord leads that way, we have some scripture to read, and I'm going to sound it out to you so you can write it down, and I'm going to read it to you too. But I want to keep it moving, and I want the anointing to flow and be free, because God has something special for you tonight. In case you haven't been here in the past few weeks, I'm here to tell you that the Holy Spirit has been teaching us about being aware of what we perceive. He's been teaching us about taking authority over our perimeter. We went over to a men's conference and we preached about never leaving anybody behind. I'm here to tell you right now that we've been preaching about what the Spirit is wanting us to see, because I'm here to tell you, we all go through tough times, we all go through struggles, but what makes somebody go through it and get victory, or somebody that falls on the way, is what they are willing to fight for. We talked about Friday night about being proactive, meaning before the time would come, to be active while on your way to your blessing. If all that you can do is try, that's what the Lord wants you to do. But tonight I want to give a word for you, and I want you to say this word for me, that you be able to remember it when you go. Say this word right now: protection. One more time with some meaning: protection. All right, there you are. Praise God for you. We're so thankful for all of you that's here tonight, but I've got a word for you. I want you to know that we serve a God who is our protector. I'm here to tell you tonight that we serve a God that, even though we can't even perceive where His hand would go to shield us from things we don't even know, I'm here to tell you that He's there and He's watching your back. You may not even know, have a relationship with God tonight, but I'm here to tell you that He has put His hand away from danger so that you could have an opportunity to make Him Lord of your life. And I'm here to tell you that He wants to be your protector. If you do not know Him, you need to know Him. But I'm excited because God put this phrase in my spirit: if it's important to you, you will protect it. If it's important to you, you'll protect it. I think about that phrase, and I think about a mother's love for a child. And I think about how all the times, Brother Matt, mothers and fathers see their children crawling, and you'll pick stuff up out of the floor, out of the way, so that they don't get into something that's dangerous above their level, right? And as they begin to get out of crawling, they begin to walk around, and then the walk becomes a run, and then the run becomes curiosity for things. And it's like every single second of your life, I don't know if you just are always looking around over your shoulder to see where they're at or what they're doing, but you're paranoid because you're wanting to protect somebody. If something means something to you, you're going to take a stand for it. If something means something to you, you're going to defend its honor. If it means something to you, you're going to fight for it. And I'm here to tell you, if you want blessings to come alive in your life, if you want the love of God to be greater inside of your heart, if you're wanting the anointing to take off to higher heights, if you want to jump out and reach out in deeper depths in the Spirit of God, you've got to deem it important. Oh, don't get me started tonight. You've got to deem it as important. If it means something to you, then you're going to fight for it. If it is something that means something to you, you're going to come in the house of God and show other people that it means something to you. If you're just going to come in and half-heartedly offer what you've got, then it doesn't mean as much to you like you portray that it does. I've got some things I'm standing in the gap for. And I'm here to tell you, you can try to come and fight it out of my hand, but I'm here to tell you, I'm not going to so easily give up what I believe that God is more than able to do. I'm telling you, a long time ago, when we would have saw the church over here go to ruin, God put something in my heart and told me to get out and get busy. I didn't know everything about what I needed to do. All I know is that I wanted to protect the integrity of the structure. And I'm here to tell you right now, God is wanting you to get a heart for what you care about, and if you care about it, you're going to show somebody that you care about it. If it means something to you, you're going to get down and call out to the Lord for that which you care for. If it is more important than your wealth, it's going to show on you. If it's more important than food or raiment, it's going to show on you. Why are you saying this, brother? Why are you repeating yourself? Because I'm here to tell you that exactly what you find important is where you spend all your time. That what you find to be a priority is what you find to be most important. And if that thing is greater than God, I'm here to tell you, you're not in the house of God. If that thing is greater than being righteous in a lifestyle that is right before Him, I'm going to tell you, you're going to say things that you shouldn't be saying. You're going to do things that you shouldn't be doing. And every time that we get down in a life where it's not right to the Lord, we are unprotected. And when we're unprotected, we're susceptible to temptation. And when temptation will come, if you're not ready, to be prepared for what the enemy will bring, you'll be one choice, one decision, one mouse click, one text message away from failure. And God did not want you to fail. He said He would have you to prosper and to be in good health. But it's got to mean something to you for you to get up and say, God, I'm going to fight for my life. God, I'm going to fight for my children. I'm going to fight for my church. I'm going to fight for my calling. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but if it means something to you, you're not going to care who's coming against you. If it's going to mean something to you, you're going to do what you've got to do, no matter what anybody would say. I just want to make sure we drive that home, that God is our protector. Look over at your neighbor. Touch three people and say, He's got my back. God, He's got my back. Oh, He's got my back. Oh, when I don't even, see. Oh, I feel that. Oh, we think we've got it so bad. But for every one thing you saw that you escaped, the Lord's already delivered you from a multitude that your mind has no idea that has even happened. Because let me tell you what favor will do for you. It sends out somebody that fights on your behalf when we couldn't have won it on our own. If we don't learn that He is with us, if we don't accept that He is with us, let me tell you what you feel like. You feel like nobody's listening. You feel like nobody understands. I've been there. You feel like you're working as hard as you can work, but still feel like you can't get it done. Oh, I feel His presence moving. Oh, I'm here to tell you that when we're unprotected, when we're out of the will of God, I can't promise you that everything's going to go all right. There may be some preachers out there, and if you want to get that kind of feeling, you go and sit under them. But I'm not going to promise you a bed of roses, because we live in the land of free will. And that means that if people so choose to kill you, then they're going to choose to. If they so choose to speak ill of you, they're going to say it and speak their mind. If they want to lie about you, they're going to say it. There's some things you cannot cause to stop, but there is a God who has you through the whole storm, because life is not meant to be lived without suffering. For to live without suffering, we would not know how much God protects us. Let's go ahead and start reading. I just want to make sure that we drive that home tonight. If you've got to get it in your spirit, you just envision a physical hedge about you. Think about in the scripture of Job. Somebody help me preach. Think about in the scripture of Job. The enemy had brought on several attacks, but he said, I can't get to where I want to get because you have a hedge about him. I don't know if Job saw the hedge when he was going through his suffering, but I'm glad in hindsight, when I can't even see, when God's hands are around me, that He watches over me and protects me. You want to come in here and act like you got no reason to praise Him? You don't even know what God's taking care of. You don't even understand. His ways are above ours. He sees what you don't see. He knows what you don't know. And He goes out and protects you from what you couldn't even win by your own strength. Oh, I feel the boldness of the Holy Spirit. Let me read this. Honest to goodness, the Spirit speaks to me, and I write it down. I'm giving it to you. In order to walk in a greater boldness, we must know that we serve a God who is our protector. If you know that somebody's got your back, you're going to be more confident in what you do. I have a boss at work. We may not get along, but if he's in a room without me, he believes that I'm able to do what I need to do. And when you have people that believe in you, it'll make you twice as confident as you ever could be. I'm here to tell you right now, it's not easy to get up and sing when you can't even get a group of Christians to celebrate Christ in song. We may not be ready for that. I better put that back. It's a shame that in a room full of Christians that a preacher has to feel like that he's preaching to the unlearned. Oh, that we act like we have no knowledge. of what we've already been through. My Lord and my God, He didn't call you to be dignified. He called you out of the deception of dignity, that you learned that without Him, you're nothing. Without Him, I can do none of this. He watches over us when we cannot even see for ourselves. He keeps us from greater harms. And while living in a world of free choice, He brings a lot of harms that we would have never wanted, yet still are with someone who helps us through all our own understanding. How many of you are going through something right now you don't get? Come on, let somebody see a real human being in the house of God. How many of you are going through things that you, when you ask the question, you don't get something back in return that tells you why? I've got about five right now that come to my mind. But you know what God provides us with? Say peace. When you know that He is all about you, there should be a peace of mind about you too. And I'm here to tell you, if you've got peace of mind about you, no tormentor has a power over you. If you've got peace of mind in your spirit, no weapon formed against you can prosper. Matthew 16, verse 18. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. And say this phrase with me tonight. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. John 19 and 11. Jesus answered, thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. 1 Peter 2 and 9 says, but ye are a chosen generation, my God, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into marvelous light. Let me tell you tonight, you're protected from the temptation of evil because God is strong. My Lord and my God, if He couldn't persecute Jesus unless that God gave Him the power, that tells me that every test that I go through is appointed of God for me to succeed. My Lord, every single trial that I go through is meant for me to succeed. I may not have everything I started with when I get to the end of it. I may not have all the friends that I had when I started at the beginning of it. I may not have all the money that I started with when I went through this trial. I may not have my health like I used to when I was younger. But at the end of the day, when I go through all of this, the part of me that brings me victory is the part of me that's going to be called away one day into glory. What does money profit you when you're not going to take it with you when you die? What good does your health benefit you in one day when you're going to give it up to the dust? What good does it do to have popularity when we're going to go to a place, hallelujah, where fame and fortune will not matter? That tells me that I need to learn to draw a hedge about me. I'm telling that to you tonight. To draw a line of protection around us. We need to get up each day and remind ourselves to God, I am a child of the King. I am redeemed and I am forgiven. I am an addict that is now free. I am no longer lost. I am no longer without help. Oh, I have somebody. Look over and tell somebody, I've got somebody. Oh, my Lord. Do you know Him? I know Him. I didn't see Him hang on the cross. But when I came for asking for forgiveness, I felt His pain. I didn't understand God's whole plan for me. But don't you know that He has loved you enough to get you where you are in this very moment? There's some of you that I know tonight I'll never see again. And I'm here to tell you that as you go out and live the rest of your life, you need to see God in the things you're spared from. You need to see God in the days that go good. You might think they were just blah, but if something wasn't destroyed, if something wasn't taken from you, if you didn't lose everything that you've got, then you've got a reason to know that you've got a hedge about you, somebody watching over you, and somebody that's going to help take care of you. We are protected because He has dominion over Satan. I know we don't want to accept this, and I know it's hard to say, but the fact of the matter is, there are some things God lets us go through. You can disagree and walk out if you want to, but there are some things we're meant to go through. There are some sufferings that were meant to be felt. But I'm also here to tell you on a good note that you have more than what you need to be able to bear every single bit of it. Whether you want to accept that you've got it or not, I can't do anything about that. All that I can do is preach to you and remind you that you have exactly what you need to get through it. You have a God that's watching over you to help you through the storm. You simply have to serve Him with the way that you live. I don't take it for granted of His protection. I don't walk out of my hedge and go sin and come dancing back and believe that I'm going to be just where I was before. I'm going to tell you something very real that some people would stray from saying. Are you ready? Are you ready? You cannot be protected if you live in sin. I don't care if you're under grace or if you don't know Christ. You cannot live in protection if you're living in sin. I don't care if you know God once. I don't care if you've known Him a long time ago and had a good relationship 20 years ago. If you're living in things right now that does not honor God, then when you're going through things, there's going to be some stuff that you go through that was never meant for you to have. There have been people that when they felt lonely and needed somebody, rather than turning to God, they turn to other people for romance and intimacy. And that's how we know affairs exist. There are people out there that have needed the substance of the Spirit. They needed that closeness and relationship to feel the power of God. Yet without people ministering to them, they've turned to drugs and alcohol as a form of replacement to the substance of the Spirit. But there is nothing that is like God's anointing. There's nothing that can compare, and everything else is counterfeits. Out of loneliness, we turn to the things that are outside of what God's comfort is. I'm here to tell you, this is something that you've got to accept if you're going to live another day in peace. We cannot expect to have His hand stay the enemy unless we honor Him with what we hold inside. If bitter and sweet waters cannot dwell in the same fountain, that means there cannot be sin in the camp. Light and darkness cannot have fellowship. Put on your seatbelt. We're about to get going. These thoughts in your head that you think are okay to think and then come to church and pretend like you didn't have them, I'm here to tell you that's junk. Brother, don't you ever feel like you need to talk about somebody? Of course I do. Of course people upset me. Of course I get inflamed inside with anger, ready to get my sword. I don't have a sword and shield, but if I had one, I'd put it all together and go after them. Of course I get upset, but it's not as important to me as what I'm trying to protect. My honor means something to me. My respect for others means the world to me. I will treat you the same as I treat one of my family members. I walk with integrity. I walk with a respect for others. I'm here to tell you because it's important to me. If you're going to act like you're the only one in your world, then don't expect your world to always work out for your own good. Because unless you get a heart of Christ, you'll never realize that it's far more than just about you. You need something greater than just worrying about you. This is what I told him at the men's conference. He said that if you would seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness, all these other things will be added. Let me give you another translation of that. If you will worry about compassion, then I'll worry about compensation. If you will show a heart to others, then I will take care of you. If you're willing to go out of your comfort zone and enlarge your borders to stand with honor and integrity, then all the other things that you want inside of your camp, the Lord says, I'll take care of that for you. Let's go on. Hebrews 13 and 5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such as you have. For He hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Say that word never. That's a strong word. That's a powerful word. Luke 12 and 32 says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Matthew 28, 18 through 20 says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given to me. And if Jesus is in you, you need to say this about you. All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. If we really believe that, we would not have another dry service. That's my prayer every single day. Every single day I'm praying and striving doors. Lord, let us not have another service like we've had before. Let us not get bored to death like we've been before. Let us do something different and new for God. Let's please Him by the way that we come in and give it our all.